your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. This will be a fun class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live at the Missouri Ozark Mountains, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock Central. Right here, Missouri. There's a link to the podcasts. If you'd like to download them, you can. And they're free at USAPrepares.com. The classroom reaches all 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about rapid and abrupt climate change, the seriousness of the drought, and what to do. Preventative strategies for your survival. Class, we've said many times before that the drought is spreading, and this is, in my opinion, the worst drought in recorded history in the United States since 1934. During the Dust Bowl, it was so bad that topsoil from Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas traveled right to our farm right here in Missouri and continued on its way to the East Coast. And at that time, 90% of the United States was in drought. Right now, we're at 85%. Is it serious? In the last 3 months, right here in Missouri, we've had, in this part of Missouri, we've had a quarter of an inch of rain. And it's dry here. The last time when Matt Stein was with me, I mentioned that wildfires are breaking out across the Midwest, and we've had neighbors' properties set ablaze by lightning, and I know of four fires all within a few minutes' drive of our farm. So today we're going to be talking about the climate change, and especially the seriousness of the drought as evidenced by the wildfires. And we're going to talk to you about preventive strategies for your survival with our senior USAPrepares.com instructor and MIT engineer and author of two great, great best-selling books by Matt Stein. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Vince. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Matt, I get such a charge out of being in the broadcast classroom with you. And I don't know if all of our class knows, but Matt and I are friends. And Matt's been to the farm, and he's been to the Get Prepared Expo, and he is a huge, huge hit. And I was thinking, Matt, when you were at the Get Prepared Expo in April, you had hundreds and hundreds of people, attending your seminars. But not only that, after that, you had hundreds of people coming up and, talk to you one-on-one and getting personal advice and counsel on their particular situations.
Yeah, that's right. It was kind of a nonstop fest of answering questions, talking to people, sharing information. It was really terrific.
And I understand you're going to be doing that again.
Yeah, November, right? What's the date? November?
November 3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th, okay.
Yeah, November 3rd and 4th. And Matt Stein's going to be at the farm. And so is the freeze-dry guy, and so is Mike Ma and several others. And it's going to be a wild time. And we're going to have an opportunity for a dinner with Matt Stein and the freeze-dry guy and John Moore and Mike Ma. And that ought to be so much fun at the Get Prepared Expo. So that's coming up. Matt, we're talking about fires. We're talking about this drought. And I guess my first question is, when we think of a wildfire, we think that it can't possibly happen where we live. And with the drought and the condition of the fuel, meaning the wood, the grass, and so forth, it can happen, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in wildfire country where every summer people kind of hold their breath and hope it's not happening in their neighborhood. But much of the country is used to regular rain in the summer. And, you know, over probably two-thirds of the United States is used to regular rain and used to not having to worry about a dry season like we have out here in the high Sierras of California, where it's pretty dry in the summer. We get lightning strikes and fires start. But what you're seeing now is with this kind of drought you're having, you're seeing probably three-quarters of the United States opened up to those kinds of wildfires that were traditionally seen mostly in, you know, California, Arizona, New Mexico, those kinds of areas. And certainly California, Arizona, New Mexico, we've seen some just record-breaking fire seasons recently. Our fire season this summer in California is starting to ramp up now. It's getting a little scary, but it's no worse than normal. It's actually better than many other years. But most of the states of the country, you're seeing a situation with this drought that that people have not seen in their lifetime.
Well, I've got to agree with that. I don't remember anything quite like this. And Matt, when we think of, why don't we talk about a little bit of history, and then we'll go on to recap the Laguna Beach, California fire, and let's talk about what we need to do for our own survival of our own families, our own homes and properties.
Okay, well, some history here. We had let me start with a story of a friend of mine, and this is relating to climate change. And these people, Andrew and Mary Hall, they lived in a town named Buxton near Marysville in Australia, and they actually lived in the States for many years. That's why I knew them. They lived in the Tahoe area, and their parents were aging. They moved back to Buxton. Well, in February of 2009. They were having incredible drought and heat like they have never, ever seen on record before. I mean, they were having average days, 105, 106, 110. Well, Andrew and Mary woke up one day, and it was blistering hot and windy, hot, dry winds, like 40-mile-an-hour winds. There was no warnings other than an extreme fire alert issued for that day. Mary remembers at 3 in the afternoon looking at the thermometer, and it was 117 degrees in the shade. I mean, wow. This is an area that's like in the mountains. It's supposed to be kind of relatively cool and relatively wet. And it's 117 in the shade with 50 to 60 mile an hour winds of hot winds. Well, there was no warnings. There was no sirens. They looked out at about 4:30 in the afternoon. They saw a column of smoke from over the hill. And they'd been on edge knowing the weather. And so they rapidly threw their important documents, computers, a couple of dogs, a couple of bicycles, and a few tools and clothes into their car. And they headed over the hill because these guys lived in a house that was adobe construction. That's earthen wall construction with a metal roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, rationally, you'd think these guys are set. You know, they got sure. adobe walls, they got a metal roof. Their house is not going to burn down. But they were surrounded by woodlands. And even though the woods, you know, the trees didn't come right up to the house, they just knew with this extreme heat and firestorm that they'd stand a good chance of dying if they stayed to fight that fire. So they headed out to friends of their house around a couple miles away that had 10 acres, and they had a pond, and they had grasslands instead of woodlands. And they also had a bulldozer, and they had firefighting pumps, personal portable pumps. So they decided to make a stand at their friend's house. Well, they stayed up fighting the fire all night long. They had a 10-foot-tall wall of flame coming through the grasslands. But given all of the resources they had, they were able to fight it. Well, about 5, 6 in the morning, they were able to catch about an hour and a half of sleep. Then they got up and they went home to see what had happened to their home. And when they turned the corner, you know, they were hoping that the winds had spared their home. But when they turned the corner, they found that there was 3 partial walls standing and everything else was a rubble heap. His bicycle shop tools were converted to lumps of metal. The steel roof was molten, you know, shards of metal in the ground. Everything totally obliterated. Well, on that day, 173 people in the local towns perished. Entire families were found incinerated in their cars trying to escape the heat. In the local town of Marysville, where Andrew had a coffee roasting company, 13, 14 14 out of 400 buildings was all that survived. There's more than 400 buildings in the town, only 14 buildings left remaining. Luckily, his coffee roaster happened to be in one of the remaining buildings. So one of his businesses is wiped out by the fire. All their possessions, personal possessions, gone except for what they had in their car. And luckily, one other business so they could, you know, make a living after that was still alive. The coffee roaster survived. But this is when it's so important to know when caution is the better part of valor, to know when to stand and when to pack and go. You know, this is your life you're talking about. And 173 people in the local towns, entire small towns were wiped out, 173 people. And these are small towns, 173 people in small towns, lots of people lose. They lost their lives because they waited too long to pack and go. So this is what we're looking at as the new future, as the new norm in our country. Just like we're seeing incredible tornadoes blowing through parts of America, you know, devastation in Joplin, Missouri, not too far from your place, we're seeing that happen on a bigger, an ever-increasing rate. You're going to be seeing these firestorms. So next what we're going to do is switch into what kinds of things you can do to prepare and what sort of strategies you should do to survive in the event that there's an extreme fire danger or an approaching fire.
Matt, let me.
So where do you want to go
just,
next?
Well, let's do that, but let's make sure this is very clear. I believe I heard you say, "This is the new norm. This is what we can expect from here on in."
Yeah, it doesn't mean every year will be like this. With climate change, there's still vast fluctuations in the climate. You know, you're going to have some wet years. You're going to have some normal summers. You're going, you know, you have things like solar maximums and solar minimums. So the last few years we had a solar minimum, and that combined with aerosol cooling from pollutants in the northern hemisphere meant that we kind of had good old days, winters, and everything seemed sort of back to normal. Well, now you're heading into the solar maximum, so things are heating up again, and now we're seeing, like, the bar has been raised a big notch over anything I've seen in my lifetime with this summer now. You know, back to in 1930s, the dust storm was caused by poor soil management problems that caused soils to go away in a drought, and the drought compounded everything with all the soil loss and the way they were farming, and compounded problems so that in the dry weather sort of built on itself. Well, now we're seeing good soil management, but we're seeing climate changing for other reasons, and we're seeing the bar raising right now. We're seeing changes that are going to last and not go away in our lifetime.
Matt Stein's with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about fires, fire survival, firestorms, and we're going to tell you what to do about it when we come back. No kidding. Stay tuned.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with the One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with me. Matt Stein is a best-selling author, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. Great books. I keep them here in the studio. And Matt, can you tell us a little bit about those books and why they relate to this class?
Sure. Well, When Technology Fails is huge. It's like a phone book size. And it covers, the subtitle describes it well. It's a manual for self-reliance, how to do things on your own when, you know, when you're on your own time. Sustainability, like how can we perhaps do things both individually and community and globally so that we can stop collapsing our world. And how to survive the long emergency. Surviving the long emergency, meaning that as things in our world slide or crash, you know, nobody knows for sure. I mean, currently they're kind of sliding downwards, and whether we hit some points where they just out and out crash, I mean, you know, time will tell. So it's how do you plan for, deal with, and cope with things not working so well in our world? That's When Technology Fails. It includes prepping. It includes survival. But on top of that, it includes old-fashioned technologies that someone in our grandparents' age in every community knew how to make, grow, or fabricate the basics for leading a reasonable standard of living. So imagine now if this giant machine of our global economy all of a sudden ground to a halt, even just for maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months, maybe forever. Then imagine that all of a sudden no internet, no water treatment, no gas flowing, no heat, no electricity, all of those things. How could you deal with that? Even if it's, whether it's short-term or long-term, how could you cope? So that's what that book's all about. Now, when disaster strikes, people said, well, yeah, When Tech Fails is way too big for my grab-and-go bag. They said, can you give us something, you know, focused on things. And some people don't care about sustainability and living green and clean and healthy and alternative meds and all that, which is in When Tech Fails, the big book. They said, please just give us a book that's focused on prepping and survival. That's the book for my go bag. That's the book to help me focus on, get my mind focused on emergency prep for myself and my family. And so if that's your focus and you say, look, I just want to get that side of myself together, and I want it just in case, then when disaster strikes, a manual, it's a, what's it called? A comprehensive guide for emergency planning and crisis survival. So that's it. It's a prepping and survival guide. And that's just, it forgets all the other stuff. It's simple, clean, to the point, standard size book, not an oversized phone book size like the other one.
They're both quite comprehensive, Matt. They're extraordinary books. And Matt, if someone wants to get it, they can get it through what the traditional channels, Amazon and so forth.
Yeah, you can get it local in your local bookstore. If they don't have it, then ask them to order it. They'll have it in 2 or 3 days. You can get it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, any of the online places carry it and stock it. So, or, and if you want to help me out a little bit, if you go to my website, whentechfails.com, there's tons of great free information. If you click on the links to buy the books, then it takes you to Amazon, and I get a small associate's fee that helps cover the cost of me putting up the website. I don't really make anything off of it. It just helps pay for my website.
Okay, and Valerie Earhart, she's a USAPreparers.com instructor right here in Springfield, Missouri. She owns a bookstore called ABC Books, and she enthusiastically recommends your books. And we've done a broadcast on great books on preparedness, and your books are at the top of the list, Matt.
Oh, terrific. That's so great to hear that. Thanks.
And, Matt, we're talking about fire storms, fire survival, and what to do about it.
Okay, so here's the first thing, is creating a defensible space. Now, I got a buddy of mine, Jim Bolton, who's an experienced Reno fireman. He worked for many years in Oregon. Now he's down in Reno. And he tells me that when he enters a neighborhood, he and his friends, they look around really quickly when there's a wildfire, and they determine what kind of houses have a reasonable defendable space around them and stand a chance of defending them, and what houses to just forget about, like just leave them alone, there's no chance. And so, you know, think about that. These firemen, they have families, they have lives, they're risking their lives to go out and defend our homes, defend our country, defend our area, but they're not going to be stupid. You know, they're going to pick and choose what they go for. Okay.
Matt Stein's with me. We're talking about structures, homes that are defendable from fire, and he's going to tell us how they look at it and what to do to make sure yours is one of them. I'm Ben Finelli, USAPreparers.com. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why should I have God here? When you go to the season, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Wildfires. When a neighborhood's on fire, the firemen determine the defensible space, the defensible homes, which houses to save and which ones to let go. Matt Stein is going to help us protect our homes. Matt?
Yeah, man. So, okay. Yeah. So here's the thing.
Serious topic.
Yeah. It's a scary topic. It's an important topic. And anyone who lives in a rural area, and certainly we saw in San Diego and a lot of L.A. areas, we saw the fires sweep down through the surrounding open lands into subdivisions and neighborhoods. And we just saw that recently in Colorado. You know, so it's not like you have to live out in the woods to to need to be worried about this. We see it sweeping into cities. And last winter, we had such an incredibly dry start to our winter here in Tahoe. I mean, on New Year's Day, there was more bicycles and skis on cars in Lake Tahoe. I mean, and it was brown. You looked around all the mountains, they were brown to 11,000 feet. Down in Reno in January, we had a firestorm that took out about 30 or 40 homes gone in subdivisions and, you know, kind of in the outskirts of town. It came within 200 yards of my mother-in-law's house, and she lives in a subdivision. She's certainly not in the boonies and not in the hills. So this is the new scary, the new norm. So here's what you do. You want to make sure that the fuels are removed from your areas. That means dead brush, pine needles, leaves, all of those things. Be really fastidious about getting rid of those things. And you want to make sure that around your immediate home that you've cleared any fuels that might bring the fires onto your decks and onto your home. So clear brush away. Take all of the trees in your property and limb them up as high as you can. That seems reasonable, like at least 6 to 8 feet, preferably 10 to 20 feet, you know, if they're really tall trees, so that there's less chance that something that's going through the grass will spread and go up the trees and get them going. Take a look at what's on your roof. If you have pine needles and leaves in your rain gutters and in the valleys of your roofs, then clear those away. Make sure if you got a chimney that you got a spark arrestor on your chimney, so that that's like a metal grate that goes around your chimney, so that if you do have some sparks that float up your chimney from a fireplace or wood stove, that they get stopped by this metal grate, any significant size sparks, so that they can't float out and start a fire. You want to plant green zones, if you can, of moist, fire-resistant plants. In the big Laguna fire in 1993, Laguna Beach, some of the few houses that survived had zones of ice plant and grass around the houses. And I'll go in a few minutes. I'll go into what they did, because they had an extreme firestorm, and it took more than the defensible space. In fact, I have an article called Beyond the Defensible Space that I believe you just posted on your website today. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I have the article Beyond the Defensible Space. Matt Stein wrote a great article, and this class is based on that. So if you go to usapreparedness.com, usapreparedness.com, it's right there, page one, top of, it's the highlight, page one.
And I want to mention that that is an excerpt from the fire chapter in When Disaster Strikes. So there's a chapter on a number of specific threats. So there's a chapter on fires, a chapter on surviving the, you know, extreme cold without heat and power, a chapter on hurricanes and floods, a chapter on earthquakes. But that particular article, Beyond the Defensible Space, is an excerpt, a modified excerpt out of my book, When Disaster Strikes. Okay, so more on the defensible space, and then a little bit on what you can do in your home, and then we'll go into that article Beyond the Defensible Space. So here's some more about protecting your home. Make sure you have smoke detectors in the bedrooms, hallways, and kitchen, and at least one on every floor of your home. Now, here's something most people don't realize. Small children can actually sleep through the piercing sounds of a smoke detector, but they'll respond to your voice. So if you've got a fire broken out in the middle of the night in your home and you're awakened by your smoke detectors, don't assume that small children are awakened by that. Yell and call for the children. Studies have shown, scientific studies, that they'll react better and respond better to your voice than a smoke detector alert, which is hard for an adult to believe. We listen to that and say no one could possibly sleep through it, but small children have been known to do that. Make sure you store your flammables away from the house and improve flame-resistant containers away from living areas. Like, garages typically have at least a one-hour firewall by code in the garage, which is 5/8-inch sheetrock covering, or two layers of half-inch sheetrock will do that. And I think that's kind of the main points right now. Fire extinguishers in the kitchen, garage, and workshop areas, those two for fire safety. So now, beyond the defensible space, let me start this out with a little story about... This is a friend of mine. I was teaching a class in fire-resistant green building construction, and the same day I was doing that, they invited a couple firemen to give a lecture. So part of my talk was what they learned from the devastating 1993 Laguna Beach fires. And the few homes out of 200 or plus homes that got burned down, there was three or four that survived the firestorm. So they learned a lot from those three or four homes. Well, as I'm talking about that, after I'm finished, this fireman gets up and says, well, his name is John Henderson, and he said, I was there at Laguna Beach. He lived in Northern California. And they called him down. It was such a giant fire that called firefighters from all over to come down and fight it. And he was driving down the coastal highway, and he rounded the corner getting near Laguna Beach. And he and his partner just pulled over to the side of the road and stepped outside, and their jaws just dropped. They saw this firestorm blowing down the mountainside towards the ocean. And they had four lanes of pavement, and the storm was so hot that the heat blew across four lanes of pavement. And it had ignited a mile-long strip of telephone poles. They looked like matchsticks stuck in the sand. There was a mile-long strip of telephone poles, each one burning like a matchstick stuck in the sand. Now, if you've ever built a fire in when you're camping, you know you start out with little tiny kindling, and your chances of starting a telephone pole-sized log without tons of little kindling are like zero. You know, you need a blowtorch or a bunch of gasoline to get it going if you don't have any kindling. Well, this firestorm was so hot that mile-long row of telephone poles was sitting in the stand burning. Okay, so what did they learn from this Laguna Beach fire? They found that most of these homes burned from the inside out. When the firestorm radiated, there was so much heat that the heat would radiate right through the windows of the house and start the shades and the curtains on fire. So if you've got extreme fire alert, one of the things you can do is make sure you pull all of your wall coverings, ignitable wall coverings off. Remove ignitable things as far from the windows as possible. Another thing they found happened was that you get a chimney effect happening in a house. Like in a chimney, you have hot air rises and it sucks the air up the chimney and starts a draft going. Well, especially in multi-story houses, you have the same kind of effect happening. So what you can do to reduce the chimney effect in your house, which is going to suck hot air in from outside and ignite the inside of your house from bringing the firestorm into the house, one of the things you can do is you can block all of the vents on your foundation and the vents on your roof so that it will prevent hot air from sucking in through the chimney effect and igniting the house. Another thing, double-pane windows and heavily insulated walls slow the rate of heat penetration, so they were a big factor in survival. But in the Laguna Beach fires, they were so extreme. The only houses to survive pretty much all had stucco or concrete-based construction on the outside. And even then, the houses that survived, not all stucco houses survived. What the people did who did survive, they took concrete or stucco, or if you have a wood-style home, you can use a cement board by Hardy Board or CertainTeed, and I'm sure there's some others in the market. They're boards that are actually cement-based, but they're stained to look just like wood. Like, I have a friend who made CertainTeed, a house with CertainTeed up here in Tahoe, and you can't tell it's not wood until you get like 6 inches away from it, and it's got a 20-year warranty on the finish on it. So it looked brand new after 6 or 7 years, and there's no stained wood up here that looked new like that. Now, if you've got wood, so one of the things they did was the eaves of a home are often the most vulnerable sections because, you know, maybe you got stucco, but the eaves are wood. So they coated the wood with cement board or they stuccoed the wood underneath the eaves on these houses that survived. The other thing they did is they took their decks and they coated the decks with a fiberglass coating that's very fire resistant, and I have the name of that. Let me see if I've got that. It's been a while since I've done it, but there was they did coat the fire resistant deck with a polymer. Okay, Pacific Polymers offers one. Now, if you don't have that, the next stage down is to use a chemical coating called Firestop that you can actually use on wood. Now, there's pluses and minuses to that. The chemical treatments on wood for your eaves and for your decks will help make them less prone to igniting from, say, a hot burning ember or a burning stick from a tree falling on them. But in the event of an extreme firestorm, they'll still burn up. You know, they won't start as easily from sparks and burning embers. But, you know, if the firestorm is like the one we're talking about, Laguna, you know, and it's wood, it's going to burn. I mean, there's nothing to stop it from burning. Now, the roofs are really important too, because in a firestorm, often burning embers and limbs will float a long ways. Have you ever seen one of these storms? You'll see an amazing amount of stuff floating in the wind, and they'll settle on a roof. So if you have a Class A fire-resistant roofing, then that is designed. They do a burning ember test where they basically set a whole specific amount of lumber, quite a bit of lumber, you know, certain size sticks and a certain fan and a certain miles per hour, and they burn. And the fire has to, the roof has to not ignite until that, you know, load of sticks on the roof has burned totally out. So what it does is it has to be fire resistant on the outside, but also has to prevent heat from going through the roof. And many people think that if you have a steel roof, you know, a metal roof, that that's not going to burn, and so therefore you're protected. Well, it turns out that metal roofs without proper underlayments are only grade B, not grade A, fire resistant, because they transmit heat so well. So if you have burning embers on there, they can transmit the heat right through the roof and start your plywood on fire underneath and burn your home down. So if a Class A fire resistant is like most asphalt shingles are Class A, metal roofs are Class A only when they have an underlayment like a Versa shield or something similar that helps slow the transfer of heat through the roof. So very important, your roof coating and keeping your roof clean of ignitable debris.
Matt Stein and I are talking about how to make your home more resistant to fire from the outside and from the inside. Classic Sirius, I hope you're taking notes. And there's a wonderful paper, it's free, right on the website, usapreparers.com, page 1, by Matt Stein, Beyond the Defensible Space. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I kind of can't help it. I was thinking about a future broadcast we're going to be doing. Matt Stein, you think it's going to be fun when we bring Rocket on the radio?
Yeah, it's going to be off the wall. It's going to be fun. And, Rocket, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Yeah, he's a kick. It'll be very, very interesting. And you never know where it's going to go with Rick Miller at the wheel.
And can you just give 30 seconds about what this roundtable may be like with you and me and maybe Dr. Norman Cheely
Rick Miller is a character. He's one of three co-authors of the Anarchist Cookbook. He's one of the original Men in Black for the U.S. government and military. They would send him around when there was something paranormal or weird happening. They'd send him out to the sites. He is Mulder out of the X-Files. In fact, he wrote the pilot and the initial six episodes of the X-Files, and he is Mulder. Now, I asked him who Scully was, and he kind of laughed and said, well, that was Hollywood. He said there was 12 of us on the team, but, 12 was too many to keep track of for the for Hollywood, so they need a little, a little romantic dialogue there and a little romantic tension. So for Hollywood, they kind of switch things around a little. But he is Mulder, so he's a very interesting guy. He also has a PhD in physics and biophysics from MIT. He was at Harvard, and he's got an amazing set of stories. He was understudy with Buckminster Fuller. And so he's, the number of Nobel laureates he's rubbed elbows with and studied under and with and worked with in his life is way off the charts. He's way, way out of, I have a BSME from MIT, and Rick Miller is way out of my league.
Well, he said, I was on the phone with him for about 45 minutes, and he said, if you're paying attention and trying to keep or keeping up with me. If you get half of what I'm saying, you're doing really well. And I said, yeah, I'm about half. I'm running as fast as I can. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, really, when you told him about Norm Shealy and maybe being on with him, he looked up Norm and he was like, oh my God, I got to meet this guy. This guy is amazing. So it's so to have Rick Miller say Norm Shealy is amazing, I mean, that's a big kudos for Norm Shealy. And so,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'll have all three of us on, but if we do, that's great. I mean, I see myself in the sidelines, but, you know, listening to Norm and Rick and putting a little bit in
me
here
too.
And there.
Me too. We'll just sip lemonade or something while.
now Rick did things like he brought cordyceps, a special mushroom from Nepal, and he developed a way of growing them in similar conditions, like high altitude conditions, like Nepal, to grow superfoods for Navy SEALs, so they could pop these things and stay incredibly mentally and physically alert for long periods of time without drugs. These are like natural health improving things rather than, you know, taking a bunch of speed or something to enhance your performance. And so he's just got an incredible wealth of information from the biophysics area, from the herbs. I mean, he called himself a dirt farmer and basically left the military stuff and started growing medicinal herbs and special plant superfoods. So guy's just been all over the map in what he's done and really, really an incredible person.
Well, we're going to have a wonderful series of about 10 classes with Dr. Miller and Matt Stein and Norm Shealy, Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt, you know, on the East Coast, a lot of people plant shrubs around their house, and it's common. It's actually
right.
Uncommon to see a house without that.
Right.
Here in Missouri, we don't have any, not one. And for the reason of fires and also the rattlesnakes and so forth that we have around here. What are your thoughts about shrubbery and, oh, shoot.
Well,
Alex hit the button.
Well, keep them green. Hey, have a great time. It's been a pleasure being on the show again, Vince. Thanks a lot.
Matt, thank you so much. Matt Stein, MIT professional engineer. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. This afternoon, Lisa Bedford's going to be with me. She's the survival mom. Truly outstanding and a friend of Matt Stein's and mine. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.